streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
The deep sea is closer than you think at Monterey Bay Aquarium. Into the Deep, Exploring Our Undiscovered Ocean, open Saturday, April 9th. This new exhibit will give you the experience of descending from the ocean surface through the dark abyss to the seafloor, and a rare look at the animals that thrive in the depths. Into the Deep features species displayed for the first time anywhere. Some, so new to science, they have yet to be named. Don't miss it. Buy tickets and reserve your day at MontereyBayAquarium.org.
Mazda believes we need more nature in our lives. The performance and capability of the first-ever Mazda CX-50, an all-new crossover SUV, encourages you to go further into and more often into nature. Because it's at the end of those gravel roads that we find the most important part of our journey, ourselves. The first-ever Mazda CX-50. We're more human in nature. Visit MazdaUSA.com. Mazda believes we need more nature in our lives. The performance and capability of the first-ever Mazda CX-50, an all-new crossover SUV, encourages you to go further into and more often into nature. Because it's at the end of those gravel roads that we find the most important part of our journey, ourselves. The first-ever Mazda CX-50. We're more human in nature. Visit MazdaUSA.com.
The Favorites Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I bet with FanDuel because they're safe and secure. They offer great odds and markets across the NBA, NHL, and more. And because it's fun to combine multiple bets into same game parlays. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Louisiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. It's March Madness Week. There's no reason to delay. It's March Madness Week. We're going to have on BJ Cunningham. We're going to break this down into two parts. First part, part one, all the Thursday games. Second part, part two, all the Friday games. Listen to them consecutively, listen to them one at a time, listen to them Friday first, Thursday second, however you want to do it, whatever you want to do. BJ Cunningham, our college basketball expert for the Action Network, who joined us last week for conference tournament podcast predictions, is on the podcast today. As always, my partner in crime, in happiness, professional better, my BFF companion compadre, Mr. Simon Hunter.
Chad, I'd be amiss not to bring it up before we dive into basketball. A lot of stuff's happened with football this past week. A lot of people reaching out to us. I get stuff wrong all the time. Can we not take a little victory lap on Tom Brady? We, from day one, both were like, I don't know. We didn't really think Tom was really committed to the retirement. And did I swing and miss on that Deshaun Watson stuff? I did not think he was going to get out of that. And he will be picking a team between the Saints, Carolina, as we're recording this, either the Saints, Carolina, or the Browns, which is actually a pretty sneaky team because it made sense to me. They would send him to NFC. So football, never ending news cycle, Chad. It's crazy, like trying to keep up with everything.
What I love the most is a couple of weeks ago, we had Ray Bunn on and we went through all of our favorite futures and the best way to bet divisions or conferences and teams we were thinking about, really focused on teams from 20 to 1 and longer. And we all settled on loving the Chargers. I bet the Chargers that day 25 to 1. Here in the state of Connecticut, 2 hours after the podcast was released, they trade for Khalil Mack. Yes. And they've since signed J.C. Jackson. Yep. And all of a sudden, while the AFC West and the AFC is a brutal conference, Chargers are in play. Like, they are a really good team.
No, and I've had a couple of pros text me, iron sharpens iron. Just about same thing with the Rams last year. Rams were in a division with Arizona, in a division where, you know, 49ers, they might have stunk to begin the year, but to end the year, they were one of the toughest teams in all of football. NFC Championship ended up being the Rams versus the 49ers. It's like, again, I get people get spooked about these good divisions. I love it. So I love the Chargers. They are really taking what we talked about. They have a bunch of cap space and they're using it. So Chris Raybon, who loved the Bengals, they've gone out now and they've signed three offensive linemen, or maybe it's two. I know they're in talks with a third offensive lineman. These teams that we talk about, long shots, having cap space, they're addressing their issues. So, yeah, good weekend if you're a Chargers fan, if you're a Bengals fan. As someone that bet Jaguars futures, I don't know what the hell they're doing. And Pittsburgh, I mean, Mitch is back, Chad. I don't know how, if you're a bitter ex, but it will be hilarious if he goes to Pittsburgh and puts on a Hall of Fame career.
I only want greatness for Mitch Trubisky. I want him to go on and have a Hall of Fame career with Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why?
He was caught in a bad situation in Chicago with a coach who didn't know how to use him and underperformed due to circumstances and then got railroaded out of town. And I think he deserves better. And it will bring me great satisfaction to see that a quarterback this good was on our team. And if not for a coach that I hated and thought was pretty incompetent, we could have been in a much better spot. And I think as a Bears fan, it vindicates everything I think about the coaching and the ownership that has existed on this team for generations. But that's enough, Simon. We got to get to the Thursday games. We got to get to BJ. BJ, number one, kudos, because when we had you on for the conference tournament podcast last week, you loved Virginia Tech. Guess who won the ACC? Virginia Tech. You loved Iowa in the Big Ten, not just because you live in Iowa, not just because you went to Iowa, because you thought they were the best team in the Big Ten, the best odds in the Big Ten. Congratulations. You won that too. Well done. Let's see if you can bring our listeners and us some more winners on the podcast today. As I said, we're going to go game by game. We're not talking about brackets. We're going game by game Thursday, game by game Friday. If you want to pepper in some long shot, some bracket, some Final Four topic, conversation, feel free. And by the way, soon you're going to be able to get merchandise that has mine and Simon's faces on the back of a t-shirt.
Big time.
I got that in the mail from the volume team and I showed it to my wife and I said, do you want it? She goes, no, why would I want that?
My family had a different reaction. Everyone in my family wants one now. So that's, I guess that's a lot of love at home for Simon compared to Chad.
A lot of history there between me and my wife. A lot of history. All right, BJ, we got a game at 12:15 on Thursday afternoon Eastern, 12:15 Eastern. The controversial 11-seeded Michigan Wolverines against the 6-seeded Colorado State Rams out of a incredibly stacked Mountain West. They are underdogs, 2.5-point underdogs in this game. What do you think?
I'm kind of staying away pregame. It's a really fun matchup to open up the tournament. You know, Michigan definitely got in because of the name, the prestige, and the strength of schedule. They really weren't that great throughout the regular season. You know, you're going to see a lot of ball screens, a lot of post-ups with Hunter Dickerson. Colorado State, not really good in pick and roll defense. So Michigan will have a big advantage there. The problem for Michigan is they're actually one of the best teams in the country at getting open three-pointers, but they just can't hit them. They're hitting under 34% for the season. But on the flip side of that, Colorado State, not that great at defending three-pointers, and they do have an incredible scorer in David Roddy that I'm not really sure Michigan is going to be able to guard with Diabate or Caleb Houston. I mean, he can go for 30 at a moment's notice. He's 6'6", 255, shooting over 60% from two-point range, over 40% from behind the arc. The big thing for me is I think this is going to be a fun live betting game to start out the tournament. Colorado State is arriving late in Indy. They had some travel mix-ups. They're leaving early Tuesday morning, getting in the two-hour time difference, only one day of practice. So you could see them come pretty slow out of the gates. And like we saw with Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, they're very capable of blowing a big lead. So I think this is a situation where if Colorado State gets down early, I'd probably hop on the Rams live.
Give me a team to advance.
Michigan.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. They're just all around. I mean, Colorado State's had a great season, but I really don't think they have the bodies and the athleticism to hang with Michigan, especially Dickerson down low. I mean, their tallest guy is 6'10". If he goes out, they don't really have another guy with that type of size to guard Dickerson down low.
All right, 9 teams in from the Big Ten, Mountain West, great year. Got a lot of teams in too. I think 4 teams in from the Mountain West. Not going to be a good start first game for the Mountain West. That's what we're saying. South Dakota State Providence. Listen, the Jackrabbits getting a lot of love. We're writing on Action Network. They could be a sleeper out of this particular region. Providence, another team. You liked them to potentially win the Big East. So is this a rock and a hard place, BJ?
I love the Jackrabbits to pull off a big upset here. I think they're going to absolutely run Providence out of the gym. So Providence, in the analytics community, they've been the luckiest team in college basketball from KenPom to shot quality. You know, you look through the results, there's around 8 wins that they had that they should have lost. And, you know, that negative regression hit them big time in the Big East tournament when Creighton went on a 31-2 run against them to beat them in the semifinals. If you haven't watched South Dakota State play, they are an absolute wagon offensively. They finished top 5 in all of college basketball in 3-point field goal percentage, effective field goal percentage, points per possession in both the half court and in transition. That last one in transition is huge for the Jackrabbits because they play at a fast pace and Providence is 320th in defending in transition. So outside of transition, you know, Providence mainly struggles in off-ball screens and off-the-dribble three-pointers. They're outside the top 250 in those categories. South Dakota State's 4th in the entire country in both of those. And, you know, one of the biggest advantages that Providence has had over a lot of opponents is they get to the free throw line at the 12th highest rate in the country. Well, South Dakota State defensively is 8th in preventing teams to get to the free throw line. So this is a horrible matchup for Providence in the first round. I love South Dakota State on the money line. I understand they're short underdogs, you know, +2. I think Providence is the shortest favorite ever in the tournament as a 4-seed over a 13, but I can't tell you how much I love this South Dakota State team. I think they're just going to absolutely shoot Providence right out of the game.
This is the game where you get to look smarter than everybody else because you choose South Dakota State in your bracket and all of a sudden you've got an easy first round win that nobody was planning on.
I mean, Chad, their two guards, Baylor Shireman and Charlie Easley, are both hitting over 46% from behind the arc. Like, they are going to absolutely just torch Providence from all over the floor. So I honestly really don't see you know, how Providence is going to get by this one. And even if they do, then they have to play Iowa. So I think Providence is going out early, but you know, you see that in the odds, because Providence, I think, is 35-1 to make the Final Four. So the odds makers have obviously adjusted for it.
320th in transition defense. I think there's another like 320 Division I teams. Simon. Simon.
Yeah. Love that call by you, BJ. Definitely see the line moving too towards this Jackrabbit team. It opened 2.5 down to 2.5, a lot of books. So the next one up in our action app is Memphis, Boise State. I love 8-9 matchups. It's always a coin flip game, but it's the fun. It's more fun betting on the higher seed. And you see the higher seed right now, Memphis -2.5. So again, it's interesting. Is this one of these games where, you know, they're not getting enough respect in this Memphis team?
I think they're getting enough respect, and I think you'll see them get more respect as the days go on. I think you might see Memphis as we get closer to the game. Obviously, they've been one of the hottest teams in college basketball to actually get into the tournament. So I think you'll see the market find some love for them, and you might see them get up to -3, -3.5. This is going to be the polar opposite of South Dakota State. This is a huge defensive slugfest. Boise State is one of the few teams in this tournament that can actually match the size and athleticism from Memphis. They keep teams off the offensive glass at an incredibly high rate. Memphis is one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country. So Boise State will be able to handle them there. You also have to be, obviously, with Memphis' size, you have to be able to defend them at the rim. Boise State can do that well. Boise State can also, you know, they're 82nd and nationally in field goal percentage allowed at the rim. So, you know, number one team in the Mountain West in that category as well. So it's a really good match for them defensively. On the flip side, you're going to see just 80s type basketball from Boise State. It's going to be a ton of post-ups. They're just going to throw the ball down low. They're going to take their sweet time on offense. They're really good at scoring in the rim, but you know, Memphis with those bodies is also great at defending at the rim. So the big thing with Boise is their snail's pace has to outweigh Memphis's tempo. Memphis loves to get out in transition. They love to push the ball, where Boise State just loves to sit there in the half court. They don't turn the ball over at a high rate. So I actually do kind of like the Broncos in this matchup. I'm waiting to get a better number. Memphis is also one of the highest turnover teams offensively in the nation, and Boise State turns people over at pretty high rates. So I think it's a decent matchup for Boise, who can really match Memphis's size and athleticism. But again, I think you're going to, if you wait, you're going to get a better number on the Broncos come Thursday.
Memphis is one of those teams. I can't believe how little impact they've had in the postseason since Penny Hardaway has been the coach, considering the talent that he attracts and how high their prospects, their players end up going in the draft. What sort of the ceiling on their prospects?
Yeah, I mean, if they get by Boise State here, their next round matchup against Gonzaga is going to be a doozy, going up against Chet Holmgren and Drew Timmy. That's going to be an amazing matchup down low. So we'll see if that, you know, that talent and size athleticism going up against the best team in the country. We'll see if they're actually for real.
All right. Norfolk State, 16 seed, going against the defending national championship, national champions, the Baylor Bears. Baylor is a 21.5 point favorite, which almost feels light for a 1-16.
Yes, Baylor does have some injuries coming into this one. So midway through the season, they lost their best interior defender, Jonathan Tuchua. Then they also, before the tournament, they lost one of their guards, LJ Cryer. He's most likely going to be out for this one. So that obviously doesn't help them. I mean, here's the thing with Baylor is they're outstanding in half court defense, but they're not that great in transition. 244th in the country. Norfolk State plays an incredibly fast pace. 20% of their possessions are in transition, and they attack the rim at the 39th highest rate in the country. Baylor is one of the five worst teams in the country at defending at the rim. So I understand that Norfolk State doesn't have the size and athleticism to compete with Baylor, but they have the characteristics of a team that can give Baylor some problems. They're a very good three-point defense. You know, they're top 10 events against both catch and shoot and off the dribble three-pointers. They're fourth against mid-range jumpers. The problem is, like I said, they're just not going to be able to match the size of Baylor. But Norfolk State is the 33rd most experienced team in the country. They did play Xavier and Wichita State in the non-conference. So they have seen at least somewhat of a decent opponent. So I think Norfolk State actually hangs here. +21.5, I think, is a decent number on the Spartans here against Baylor, who has those injury concerns. Baylor's going to win, but this is going to be one of those games where there's going to be a ton of meaningless buckets down the stretch, but very meaningful to the spread.
Number 14, Longwood versus number 3, Tennessee. Is this an upset special? It's +17, but I love Longwood. It's one of the few teams I've actually watched this year. I love Longwood.
I'm glad that you like Longwood because I really don't like them. They are one of the luckiest teams in college basketball. They went 15-1 in the regular season in the Big South. 14 of those wins were by 8 points or less. So they have just been riding that lucky rabbit's foot all season long.
They're gritty.
They shoot a lot of threes, and that's great. But Tennessee is third overall in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. And you saw that in the SEC tournament. They can just shut teams down in the half court. It's, you know, Longwood has obviously put up some great numbers. If you go through all their KenPom numbers, everything looks great, but they played the 330th most difficult schedule in the country. Tennessee was third in terms of their strength of schedule. So I actually think, you know, Tennessee, they love to play in the half court, and I think they will make this a half court game, given how good they are defensively. You know, Tennessee grades out really well analytically from a lot of things, but when you watch Tennessee, there are so many times where they go through stretches of just shooting droughts for 5, sometimes 10 minutes. So I think the pace of this will be played a little bit slower, not so much in transition. So I actually do like under 132.5 points. And I know the spread is high, but I do like Tennessee at -16.5. The one thing about Longwood, their travel got delayed as well. They're leaving at 7 o'clock tonight on Tuesday. They're getting into the hotel in Indy at like 10 o'clock. So they're basically just going to have one day, and they play, you know, turn around at 2:45 on Thursday. So not the best of situations. And I know their coach has been very outspoken about how mad he is at the NCAA. So I think Tennessee rolls here, but I think they just shut down Longwood offensively.
I think that day for Longwood, that's the difference right there. Otherwise they had a real shot.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a great team. It's really interesting. We talked about this last week. Love the SEC this year. Tennessee, Auburn, Arkansas, Alabama, Kentucky, like really competitive teams. Obviously, Tennessee winning the SEC conference title proves how good they could be. Listen to me, dropping basketball knowledge. All right, BJ, take your victory lap here. Iowa is a 10.5-point favorite against the Richmond Spiders. The money has been coming in on Iowa. You called it last week. You had Iowa winning the Big Ten title. They did it. First time since 2006. What say you here?
I say, if I wasn't a biased person trying to break down this matchup, I would say that this line is a tad inflated. The thing with Richmond, and you saw in the A-10 tournament, they have an outstanding point guard in Jacob Gilliard, who is a matchup nightmare for Iowa if they decide to play Jordan Bohannon for a significant amount of time. There are a couple things for Iowa defensively that give me a lot of concerns. You know, Richmond is top 10 in the country at not turning the ball over on offense, which is what Iowa basically lived off against Purdue in the Big Ten championship game. And second, Iowa allows a ton of open three-pointers, 344th in the country to be exact. Richmond's 48th offensively in open three-point rates. So if Richmond gets those open three-pointers and knocks them down, they're definitely going to be able to hang with Iowa. Now, on the flip side of that, Iowa obviously has the best non-big man in the country in Keegan Murray, and Richmond doesn't really have an answer for that defensively. And quite frankly, the Spiders' defense overall for the season has been incredibly below average in both the half court and transition. But what worries me about Iowa, and you saw it last year with Illinois, it's the hangover from winning the Big Ten title. Illinois got ousted by a tough Loyola Chicago team in the second round. This is a really experienced, really good Richmond team who, you know, obviously they won the A-10 tournament, but the high of a team like Iowa and Illinois who hadn't won the Big Ten title for a long time, that hangover tends to carry over into the first and second rounds. So if I wasn't an Iowa fan and I wasn't biased, I would tell you that Richmond plus 10.5 has a lot of value, but I'm not going to do that because I love my Hawkeyes.
Can I just say that I don't even know if Keegan Murray was the best non-big man in that game. Jared Ivey was amazing.
I'm not so sure. I mean, Keegan Murray was the best player in the Big Ten tournament.
We don't have to get into a debate about who's better to – all right. He might have been the best player in the tournament. Jared Ivey is the most electrifying player.
I mean, yes, he's obviously more athletic, but I mean, Keegan Murray can beat you everywhere. He can go down low and take you up in the post. He can hit from three. He can just there. He's an absolute matchup nightmare for any team really in this tournament. And the reason I said non-big man is because if Stuckey was on here and I said that Keegan Murray was better than Oscar Tshiebwe, he would jump through the computer screen and choke me. So that's the caveat I had to put that. But I mean, Keegan Murray's incredible. He went 8-for-10 from three against Indiana in the semis. I mean, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. Simon, ask your question.
Next up, we got number 16, Georgia State versus number 1, Gonzaga.
I do the singing on this show.
Plus 23.5. Is that a short number for the Zags? Like, should I be taking the Zags here? That feels short.
No, this Georgia State team is actually really, really good and really underrated. You know, Gonzaga will cruise. They'll get by this, but are they going to cover that spread? Probably not so sure. You know, Georgia State doesn't have the height to compete with Gonzaga, but boy, can they defend at the rim. 27th in the nation in two-point field goal percentage, 45th in field goal percentage allowed at the rim, which, not surprisingly, is what Gonzaga does best offensively with Chet Holmgren and Drew Timmy. And Gonzaga obviously loves to push the pace. They love to get out in transition. But Georgia State is the third best team in the nation in transition defense. So it's not that great of a matchup for Gonzaga offensively if they can't score at the rim. Additionally, Georgia State 19th in turnover percentage, 36th in forcing bad shot selection, 8th in defending off-ball screens, which is all what Gonzaga does at an elite level. Now, while Georgia State isn't that great of an offensive team, they do run a lot of pick and roll, which is one area that Gonzaga has tended to struggle with this season. And honestly, if you look at some of their shooting regression stats, I mean, they are due for a ton of positive regression. Even if you look throughout their results all season long, you know, an analytics site called Shot Quality that basically measured expected points and, you know, expected results, Georgia State should have gone undefeated in the Sun Belt this season. They were just incredibly unlucky and had a bunch of wins that or losses that they should have won. So I love the Panthers at plus 23.5. They really honestly should not have been a 16 seed. They should have been a 15. I mean, for Gonzaga being the overall number one seed, this is, I mean, they're going to win, but I think they would have preferred to have a different 16 seed than in Georgia State. So I definitely think the Panthers are going to hang here and definitely cover 23.5.
Marquette, 3.5-point underdog to UNC, which, let's face it, they don't beat Duke in Coach K's last game. They probably get credit for 3 wins in that game. They might not make the tournament. Do they advance? Do they cover?
This is one of the matchups that I have really just up in the air and can go either way. So North Carolina, incredible rebounding team with Armando Bacot down low against a Marquette team that is outside the top 300 in both offensive and defensive rebounding percentage. On the other hand, you have Marquette, who is third in the country in terms of quality of looks they allow from three-point range against North Carolina offense that have been hitting threes at an incredibly high rate, but is also due for some negative shooting regression. Both these teams play at a fast pace, which is going to favor Marquette, top 50 in transition offense. North Carolina outside the top 250 in transition defense. Marquette also loves to shoot a ton of threes, which North Carolina tends to struggle defending. But that, man, that rebounding advantage down low for North Carolina is absolutely no joke. And Bacot could have 16, 17 rebounds in this game. So this is one where I do think it's priced correctly along with the over-under. So I will ultimately be passing. This is the one matchup I've looked at. It could honestly go either way. And I really don't know what to make of either of these teams.
Well, so who do you choose to advance if you have to choose someone in a bracket?
I will choose North Carolina to advance, given the fact that they are favored and the rebounding advantage, I think, will outweigh any of the shooting regression that they're due for.
Take a shot on college hoops this March with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get a risk-free bet on the bracket. Just sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim your offer today. New to FanDuel? Sign up with promo code FAVORITES to get in on the action.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There, you can bet on that underdog you've had your eye on, or just go with the favorite. Either way, it's risk-free. On Thursday, I'm going with the San Diego State Aztecs laying 2.5 against Creighton as my favorite bet, and with cash out, the ball's in your court so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. There's no better place to bet the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. Join now with promo code FAVORITES, or if you already have an account, sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim your risk-free bet today. You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $5. Offer is non-refundable. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today. The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions and worries we have. CalHope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
12 seed, New Mexico State University, getting 6.5 versus the 5 seed, UConn. I mean, UConn, this is their time to shine. I feel like every time we get to this point, even though they're not even talked about, this is usually when UConn just makes a nice little run in the tournament.
I think they're Final Four long shot. Final Four long shot, UConn Huskies.
Wow.
I tend to somewhat agree with that. I mean, this is honestly an interesting matchup. I think it'll be a trendy 12-5 upset. You know, New Mexico State has been in the tournament a ton of times. They're obviously, you know, experienced from being here. But, you know, Connecticut is an incredible defense. You know, number one team in the country in terms of the quality of three-pointers that they allow. That's really bad news for New Mexico State, who takes a really high number of threes and is only hitting around 33% for the season. UConn also the number one team in college basketball in offensive rebounding percentage. New Mexico State does rank pretty highly in defensive rebounding, but they didn't play an overly difficult non-conference schedule. The one team they did play was Washington State, who finished the year top 30 in offensive rebounding percentage. The Cougars grabbed 18 offensive rebounds in that game. So if I'm New Mexico State, I am very, very worried about keeping UConn off the offensive glass. UConn, I mean, just all around great defensive team, but, you know, offensively they have tended to struggle. They've had some shooting woes from time to time, but you know, New Mexico State, not that great of a defense. So I am leaning towards UConn at the current number. I'd like to wait and see if maybe the public comes in on New Mexico State. They've already gotten some money from the opener, but this is actually a really good matchup for UConn in the first round of one of the 5-12s that I don't think has a real good one of the 12s that doesn't have a really good shot of upsetting a five.
I know we didn't plan on this, but I am going to need you to give me a Final Four prediction and Final Four and national title winner at the end of part one. I'm just saying it right now. I'm going to need it. Okay. Don't give me your attitude, BJ. Just say yes. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden you got the best player in the Big Ten and you think you're so special. I'm just asking for facts. University of Kentucky, which I think a lot of people also think could be a very trendy Final Four pick out of their region. They're playing St. Peter's. They're pretty big favorites at 17.5. That tells you a lot about how much bookmakers respect Kentucky right now at 17.5, considering the seeding they are.
Yeah, it's a really not a great matchup for the Peacocks, but they are the best team in this tournament against the spread this season, 20-9. But with that being said, they are the number one team in the country of the frequency of their shots coming at the rim, but they are 352nd in field goal percentage at the rim. So going against a Kentucky front line of Oscar Tshiebwe, this is really, really bad for them. It's you know, they are a pretty good offensive rebounding team. They do get the free throw line at a pretty high rate, you know, but Kentucky, those are two areas that they are incredible at. You know, St. Peter's, if you look at their schedule, the toughest opponents they face, they face VCU, St. John's, Providence, and Iona twice in the MAAC. They got beat pretty handily in all five of those games. So I think Kentucky cruises here. But, you know, Kentucky is a very high percentage mid-range team. They don't take a lot of threes. So if they're not hitting those mid-range shots, which are technically lower quality than three-pointers, they could be in some trouble here. But again, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe is 6'9", 255. The biggest guy that St. Peter's has is 6'7", 200. So Tshiebwe should just be able to dominate down low. But with that being said, this line has got steamed pretty hard. It opened at 15.5, and now it's up to 18 at a lot of books. If St. Peter's gets to 20, I don't like it. And I highly doubt it actually will get there. But I may end up playing the Peacocks, even though it is kind of a bad matchup with the backdoor potential. But other than that, I'm staying away.
352nd in the country on shots at the rim. When you're getting so many shots at the rim.
It's not good.
It's just not good.
Next up, we got number 9, Creighton. +2.5 versus the 8 seed, San Diego State University. Fun fact, San Diego State University told me my grades weren't good enough to get into their college. I hold a grudge forever. I'm still pissed about it. My whole life would be different. My whole life. I wish I got in, but to each his own. 2.5. Who we got in this matchup?
I love the Aztecs. For those who don't know, San Diego State finished second in the entire country in adjusted defensive efficiency per KenPom. You cannot score quickly on them. They are the number one team in the nation in terms of their average possession length on defense, which is a problem for Creighton, who is going to try to speed San Diego State up and try to score quickly. And San Diego State turns opponents over top 30 in the country. Creighton's outside the top 300 offensively at turning the ball over. So really not a great matchup. But on top of all of that, Creighton was without their starting point guard, Ryan Nemhard, who broke his hand. So this is really not a great matchup for Creighton offensively. On the flip side, Creighton, very, very good half-court defense, 13th in points per possession allowed. They're also top 10 in field goal percentage allowed at the rim, which is really basically where San Diego State runs a lot of their offense. But the Aztecs are hitting a pretty decent percentage from outside the arc, where Creighton hasn't been that great at defending. So I really think this matchup favors the Aztecs, given how good their defense is. So I love them -2.5. And I just really am not sure how Creighton is going to score efficiently if their defense isn't able to hit a high percentage of three-pointers and they're constantly turning the ball over.
I'd like to see a list of all the schools Simon applied to, where he got in, and where he got rejected from. I also want to see your SAT scores. To this day,
I was a good student. I told you I cheated all the way through high school, so I got good grades. I got the exact grades I wanted to get through high school. I was one of those kids.
You can't say I was a good student, and by the way, I cheated all the way through high school. That Why those not? Are two. Those are two. Is that what made you a good student?
100%. It's all high school is about effort. People put effort into studying. Other people put effort into cheating. It's either or. I mean, that's high school, right?
Fake it till you make it.
The lessons,
amen, brother.
The lessons you learn about evaluating upside and opportunity on the Favorites podcast. The University of Vermont, I believe they're called the Catamounts, right, are taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks, last year's tournament darling. I love this team so much in the tournament last year. The Razorbacks are 5-point favorites. They're playing at 9:20 p.m. on Thursday.
The question is, are you going to be able to stay up for this one, Chad?
Oh, no. I'm there's no chance. I'm probably done after halftime of Creighton San Diego State.
Well, when you wake up the next morning and check your phone, you will hopefully see that Vermont has covered 5 points, because 2 years in a row, the Arkansas has gotten a really dicey first round draw. Last season, it was Colgate who almost got them. Now they get an incredibly experienced Vermont team, and the market has hit it pretty hard. Arkansas opened at -6.5, and the Razorbacks are already down to -5. This is actually a pretty good matchup for Vermont. You know, first off, they're the number one defensive rebounding team in the country, so they should be able to keep Arkansas off the glass. Secondly, they're very good at defending inside the arc, 22nd in 2-point field goal percentage allowed, top 80 in field goal percentage allowed at the rim. Arkansas cannot shoot from behind the arc, so really bad matchup for them if they're not able to score from inside the arc. Vermont is also going to slow this down to an absolutely snail's pace and force Arkansas to play them in the half court, where they are the second best team in college basketball in terms of efficiency. Vermont is also just incredible in terms of their shot selection. They don't turn the ball over, and they're very efficient attacking the rim. But most importantly, like I already mentioned, per KenPom, fourth most experienced team in the entire country. So if Arkansas is forced to play this in a half court, grinded out style of game with one of the more efficient offenses in college basketball, they could without a doubt be on upset alert. So I love Vermont +5, +5.5. And it's a nice money line to throw in a round robin on Thursday as well.
Wow. We got a couple good upsets on this Thursday one, Chad. Next up,
I like it.
Yeah, me too. 10 seed San Francisco +1.5 versus 7 seed Murray State. Murray State 30-2 as 7 seed. That's kind of crazy. They just don't play against good teams, I'm guessing.
Yes and no. I mean, the OVC, it's typically just them and Belmont. Morehead State was pretty good this year, so they had two decent opponents in conference play. The last time they lost was December 22nd against Auburn. So they haven't lost in 2022. And the reason they are so good is they just torch people in transition. 76th highest frequency of possessions in transition, 6th best in points per possession there. Well, guess what? They're facing the team that's one spot below them in that same category. San Francisco is 7th in the country in transition offense. So I think we'll end up seeing an absolute track meet. And then, you know, the guard matchup in this is incredible. You know, these two backcourts are two of the best, you know, in mid-major college basketball. Murray State, you know, when they are in the half court, they run a ton of off-ball screens, you know, which bodes well against San Francisco's outside the top 200 and defending that. They also attack the rim at an incredibly high rate. San Francisco, while they defend well at the rim, they're allowing the 16th highest frequency of shots at the rim. So some pretty good advantages for Murray offensively. On the flip side, San Francisco is an excellent three-point shooting team. They have the third highest points per possession on off the dribble three-pointers. Murray State is decent at defending those, but where they aren't decent is in the post up. 324th in the nation, while San Francisco was 3rd in the West Coast Conference in post up sets. So with those type of offensive advantages for both teams and the fact that both are so efficient in transition, I think we're going to see an up and down style type of game. So the total is set at 136.5. I think that's way too low. I love I love the over in that spot in this game.
I love the nickname for the University of San Francisco. It's one of my favorite in all of college basketball, the San Francisco Dons. I also love that two of what I would argue are three of the best players in San Francisco Dons history played for the Chicago Bulls.
They won a national title in the 50s, I believe.
They won a national title in the 50s with probably, you know, arguably the greatest center in NBA history, Bill Russell.
Yep.
And
you were probably in high school then, right, Chad?
You are a Okay. Last game on Thursday, we got Akron at UCLA, another Final Four team from last year, Final Four darling. They were fun to watch. Lay it on us, BJ.
Yeah, this is one might put you to sleep late at night because it's going to be played at an incredibly slow pace. Akron, seventh slowest in adjusted tempo in the country. UCLA, well below average in tempo as well. What you're going to see from Mick Cronin's team is a lot of mid-range jumpers because they're 10th most efficient team in that category. Akron is pretty average in defending that. UCLA, you know, their offense is obviously very good, very efficient, but what I don't think a lot of people realize is that they don't really take a high number of three-pointers. We obviously saw Juzang go crazy in their run last year, but they're outside the top 300 in three-point rate, which in this matchup, they may want to rethink because Akron does tend to struggle a lot against three-point shooting teams. The thing about Akron is they shoot a very high percentage from the floor, but they get to the free throw line at the fifth highest rate in the country. And that's one area that UCLA tends to struggle defensively. I mean, against Arizona, they allowed them to get to the free throw line 28 times in the Pac-12 championship game. So, you know, Akron didn't play the toughest of schedules. Their toughest game they played was the opening game against Ohio State in Columbus, which they lost on a buzzer beater. But they did beat a really good Toledo team twice in the MAC, but 208th in terms of strength of schedule. It's going to be really tough for them to match up well here with UCLA. I will ultimately be passing on this game because I think the line is priced correctly. The over-under is pretty correct. So ultimately, this game, I think, is just a pass, and UCLA advances pretty comfortably.
All right, the other two games that obviously we haven't talked about, and reminder, we're going to do part two of the Friday games in a separate pod. We're going to ignore the play-in games because they're happening today, and most people aren't going to hear that. BJ, before we get to part two, give me your Final Four. Give me your national champion.
My Final Four is going to be Texas Tech coming out of the West region, Kentucky coming out of the East, Arizona coming out of the South, Iowa coming out of the Midwest. Arizona is going to play Kentucky in the final, and Tommy Lloyd's team, the Wildcats, well, the Wildcats are going to beat the Wildcats. Arizona is going to cut down the nets against Kentucky.
That is a really full, interesting, well,
a little bit of chaos,
conceived, diverse Final Four. You've got like underdogs. You've got a number one seed. You've got a blue blood in there. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, Gonzaga, they're ripe to get taken down by a Texas Tech who is the number one defense in college basketball. So that's going to be one of the more, if it ends up happening, those two teams is going to be one of the more fun matchups of the entire tournament.
All right. For Simon Hunter, for producer Matt Mitchell, for BJ Cunningham, I am Chad Millman. This is part one of the March Madness 2022 game by game breakdown. We just did the Thursday games. Don't forget, Friday games, a part two podcast released simultaneously. Download the podcast from Apple Podcasts, from Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars. We don't care what you say. Feedback is a gift. Till then, love you.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This offseason, get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass for just $9.99.
It just starts getting good.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
Experience the draft like never before, with live streams into draft rooms.
It's an absolute home run pick.
And relive every unbelievable moment from the past season with game replays.
That's the play!
Get football on your terms this offseason with NFL Game Pass. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.